Now we have our second feature, which was written by the local PR man, Andy Newman.
There are many reasons that restaurants are among my favourite places on earth. Good food, fine wines, someone else doing the washing up, and the anticipation when perusing the menu. But above all, the thing I love best about eating out is the opportunity to spend quality time with friends, sharing great food and conversation. The trouble is, holding any kind of verbal discourse is becoming increasingly difficult in restaurants. Even if they're not playing loud music, the almost willfully industrial nature of restaurant design nowadays means you'll struggle to hear anything your nearest neighbour says to you, let alone those sitting on the other side of the table. A survey released this last week showed that Britain's restaurants are the second noisiest in the world. Granted, the research was conducted in London, but Norfolk's eateries, and especially many of those in our fine city, follow the same trend. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy as well. If a restaurant's noisy, people have to shout to make themselves heard, which just adds to the noise. Not only are such noisy environments hazardous for customers' hearing, but they could well be posing a serious risk to the restaurant's well-being as well. It's generally older customers, by which I mean above 40 rather than geriatric, who are more sensitive to noisy environments. And they're just the people with the disposable income that restaurants need in these tough economic times. Take me as an example. I love eating out. I'm fortunate enough to be able to do so on a regular basis. But of Norwich's three highest rated restaurants, according to the AA, two are so noisy that I simply don't go to them, which is a shame because I enjoy their food very much indeed.